Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
That's right, it's Wednesday time for things you didn't. I'm really just struggling the last couple of days.
I think that you put
static and gibberish and stuff that's going on the radio right now. What is that?
It's Tim.
What? Just me, guys. No big deal.
I think you just, you know, it was a big weekend, lot on your plate.
But it's Wednesday.
I know.
Anyway, I'm going to share some things you didn't know. Here's something you didn't know. The first Sega has the longest lifespan of any video game console. The Sega Master System came out in 1986, and it's still being produced in Brazil by a company that bought the rights, and they even make new games for it.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not really into video games. Gaming systems.
Too cool?
No, I just...
Yeah, you're too cool.
Yeah, I am.
Here's something you didn't know. According to the Oxford Dictionary, there's an obscure general neutral term for nieces and nephews. So think about it. When you want to refer to your brothers and sisters, you say your siblings. When you want to refer to your nieces and nephews, you can't just... You have to say nieces and nephews.
Oh yeah.
But there's a word that just nobody uses.
Is it a combo of niece and nephew?
Nope. It's similar to siblings or your brothers and sisters. So your nieces and nephews are your nibblings.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Oh, that's a terrible word.
No, you can see why no one uses it.
I try to use it and see if anybody calls you on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, we're celebrating my mom's birthday. Yeah, all my nibblings are going to be there. My sister and brother-in-law are coming with my nibblings. It'll be fun.
I think we need to get that word back into the common...
Do you have kids?
Talk.
No, but I have a whole lot of nibblings.
Courtney is correct.
How many nibblings do you have? Here's something you didn't know. Wearing a tinfoil hat doesn't block radio frequencies. It actually amplifies them.
Oh, no.
Nope. Here's something you didn't know. The first person to have a number one hit after they died was Otis Redding. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, was released in hit number one January of 1968, 1 month after he died in a plane crash.
It's pretty cool.
You said he was the first person or only person?
No, there have been others.
The first.
I would imagine... Elvis?
Johnny
maybe?
Cash, I think. Right when he died, that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that Hurt song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There had to be more than just that one.
I'd be interested to find out.
That'd be an interesting list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet there was quite a few. Here's something you need to know. This is wild. The word onesie is trademarked by Gerber, and they go after companies that use it instead of generic alternatives like infant bodysuit.
Oh, man.
The following program contains material not suitable for children.
So if the Gap is like, hey, here's this onesie, Gerber will go after him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's the only word you use.
Right.
So they started that word.
I guess
so. And I don't blame them.
I didn't know they were in the onesie business.
What, Gerber?
Yeah, I thought they just made the food.
I don't know a lot about Gerber. I don't have children. Yeah. None of us have children, so we have no information.
Well, Kevin does.
I have children.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We'll get to the bottom of this Gerber thing,
would
you? You
weren't buying stuff, though.
Here's something you know. Canada has more lakes than any other country. Sorry, than every other country combined.
Combined?
Yes.
Wow. But they don't.
We can all agree. Something ain't right there.
They got a lot. And why doesn't Russia have more lakes?
They got a lot.
It doesn't make any sense. Here's something you didn't know. Also amazing. I am killing it today.
And we're getting calls, so you may have incorrect information. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess we'll deal with that later. Here's something you didn't know. If you're driving 60 miles per hour and you sneeze...
Wait. What?
If you're driving 60 miles an hour and you sneeze, your eyes are closed for 50 feet.
I don't believe it.
Here's something you didn't know. There are 40 different ingredients in a McDonald's Chicken McNugget.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Huh?
Doesn't mean we don't love McDonald's around here. It's just
a lot of ingredients.
That's how they make them so delicious. 38, not so delicious. 40. Here's something you didn't know. 7-Eleven started in Dallas in 1927 as a store that only sold ice.
Nice.
Eventually, they expanded to milk, bread, and eggs, and then evolved into the first convenience store.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. There were no chain convenience stores back in the day. You all had your little corner one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ours was Shortstop. What was yours?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I've always been a convenience store lover.
We got a Hucks right next to us.
You, when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Pisol Pantry.
See?
Yeah.
What about you, Lance?
I don't remember what the place was called. Mm-hmm. It was just like the, I think it was Northdale Market, if
there
I remember
you go.
Correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something you didn't know. Maybe you didn't know this. The word mortgage is a combination of two old French words, mort and gage, which literally translates to death pledge.
Well, that's depressing.
I know.
That's what she said.
Here's something you didn't know. Approximately 64% of Americans have never left the country and traveled abroad. I would think that would be higher.
I would think it would be way higher.
Right?
Weirdly, I just saw that stat yesterday.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. There was
a lot of people getting out of
here. Yeah, that's pretty... That's amazing to me.
I remember years ago, there was a statistic bouncing around that was... I don't remember the percentage, but it was a high number of people have... A high number of St. Louisans have never been more than 250 miles away from the Arch. Never.
Oh, I saw that too. I wonder what... we should look that up.
Damn right.
Stick around till next week. And finally, here's something you know. People in the late 1800s used to rip pages out of the Sears Roebuck catalog and use them as toilet paper. They didn't see any need to buy paper specifically for wiping themselves when the catalog came for free.
Things you didn't know.
Plumbers were like, no, people, you cannot do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Well, that was probably... I don't know how intense the plumbing was. This is the 1800s. I don't think... Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But they're like, oh, thank God the Sears catalog's here.
My hymen.
Oh, here's Lance.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.